Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marian Fricano. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Marian Fricano. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Fain moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Krusnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. One out. Rocky Krusnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Krasnick moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krasnick moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krasnick scores. Wilson scores. Pierce moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. McGee reaches third base with a triple. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGee scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marion Fricanot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricanot hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Fricanot covering. Safe. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Minoso scores. Mealy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Krasnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Krasnick reaches second base with a double. Zerniel throws the ball into Suter, who tags Krasnick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rivera scores. One out. It's 5-1, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vern Stevens now playing third base. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Finovich now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. Astroth drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fox out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive towards third. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth fires to second, and they've got Rivera trapped. There's the throw to Robinson, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Caris Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caris Quell is 0 for 2 in the game. Caris Quell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Finovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finovich hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Juice takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth fires to first and picks off Pierce. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McGee strikes out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Frank Finovich. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive towards center. Rivera catches it and throws to first to double up Philly. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.